Welcome. Being that I'm creating this meditation the day before Memorial Day, I want to honor one of the elders I interviewed for my book, Life Lessons from the Oldest and Wisest. His name is Joe. He's now 88. And when recalling his heroism and his story, it helps to put everything in perspective. Well, it has for me, and I'm thinking it might for you too. Joe was introduced to me several years ago by his daughter, who said, "I would like to introduce you to my wonderful parents, Joseph and Joan. Together in love, still over 62 years of marriage, my dad served in the Korean War and is a decorated veteran. He still, to this day, serves as a volunteer, assisting with prayers and ceremonies for those veterans who have perished. They lead a life of dignity, service, and are a constant pillar of strength for each one of us." So I interviewed Joe, and I wrote about Joe in the very first chapter of my book. He was just a kid in his early 20s, fighting on the front line in Korea in a war where 36,000 young Americans lost their lives. And Joe said, "During war, you're not thinking in social terms, you're just trying to stay alive." This was at a time in my life when I was smoking pot, going to Grateful Dead concerts, feeling absolutely no urgency. And here was Joe fighting at the 38th parallel. He glossed over the details of war, but I did prod once and he shared a really gruesome story with me. And it just makes you think that he had to deal with this dark part of humanity at such a young age. And let it be clear, Joe did not send me down this line of thinking. He repeatedly told me how lucky he has been all his life. He just wanted to talk about his amazing wife and the love he has for his family of 32, which includes 7 kids, 15 grandkids. And Joe shared with me his path out of Korea and into his civilian life and everything he did. Now he's 88. And he failed to mention that he just happened to be awarded a Bronze Star, a Combat Infantry Badge, a Korean Service Medal, a UN Medal, a Defense Medal, and a few others that he didn't even remember. His daughter just mentioned that he was decorated. I had to ask Joe for the details. And almost every single elder that I've interviewed over the years, particularly the veterans, have endured something very difficult or many difficult times in their lives. Some of them are shaped by it, like Joe, and others are flattened by it. They never quite recover. And thinking about all these interviews, all these stories, I was sitting here today and we had a really hard day with my daughter. She has one more week on this steroid treatment. It's really intense right now. There's sort of a cumulative effect. I've been warned about this, but gosh, they can't possibly prepare you for the intensity. And when I look around outside my house and people are walking and talking with their coffee, having a mellow Memorial Day weekend, part of me thinks, oh man, they're so lucky, that looks so nice. But then I think about Joe and his story and how he got through it, and it shaped him into an amazing, honorable human being. And Joe's daughter said to me, "Dad raised me and 6 other siblings, and he sent us all to college. He worked the late shift every night, got home at 4 a.m., never complained, and never missed a day of work." Those two words really inspire me. He never complained. There's always something we can find to complain about. But when you think about all these veterans who we honor today, maybe, just maybe, it helps you stand taller, remind you that you can handle your challenges, because challenges are just part of the human experience. There's no way around it. So whatever you might be going through, your particular challenge, whether it's large or small, you are always one brave, courageous thought away from remembering you can handle it and it will make you stronger. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Settle in. Take a breath. And when I interviewed Joe, he reminded me that we can all fall into a dark place, particularly those who have fought in wars. But he also said we all have the potential to reclaim our freedom and our blessings. And just to reiterate, Joe repeatedly told me how he has felt lucky all his life. And when creating this meditation you're listening to, at first when I started, I was exhausted. Like I said, it's been a tough day. But now I can honestly tell you, I feel so lucky that we get to walk our daughter through this time and get better together. In honor of all the veterans who have seen the worst, and because of that, they dig deeper to celebrate the best, I have a question for you. In what way do you feel lucky today? Can you celebrate that and start right here, right now, with this meditation? Let's come to our centering thought. On the inhale, my mind is open. On the exhale, my heart is free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. On the inhale, my mind is open. On the exhale, my heart is free. Thank you. if your attention wandered. On the inhale, my mind is open. On the exhale, my heart is free. Coming back to the moment. When thinking of our veterans, it helps to put our own challenges in perspective. Like Joe, who was a young man on the front lines in the Korean War, and it shaped him into a man of commitment and service. As his daughter said, he worked the late shift every night, got home at 4 a.m., never complained, never missed a day of work, put all 7 kids through college. Joe repeatedly told me how he has felt lucky all his life. In honor of these veterans who have seen the worst, and because of that, they dig deeper to celebrate the best. Today, think about how you feel lucky and celebrate that. See you tomorrow. Peace.